That was Who Hit Me here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard some Tropidelic as well, and there is a reason behind my madness, I swear. So Rex Larkman, he plays in Tropidelic now. He is the drummer for Tropidelic. He used to be with Who Hit Me, who you just heard, so I put those back to back. I bring all this up because we are about to talk to Elisa from the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. First of all, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You got it. I understand this is the first time that you've been on the radio.
Yes.
How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's going fabulously.
Awesome. I love that. First of all, thank you for what you do. This, you know, we're going to talk. This is kind of going off script here. You know, our show is we do local music, play 2 hours of local music. We interview musicians, and this is the one time a year where we bring somebody in from the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and kind of talk about this horrible disease. And I had a friend, Ed Demian, who passed away 7 years ago, and he was friends with Lex or Brex, who you just heard play drums, and he actually. The last time I heard Ed play was at the Winchester, and Rex, I think, was like 14 years old. And he played behind this metal band that Ed was in, and just an amazing drummer at 14. So that goes out to Mary Kay as well, who wanted to hear some Tropidelic and some Rex. But that's how this all kind of ties in. Ed, who I knew, who was a great musician, played in a band called Newport. He passed away 7 years ago, and I met Mary Kay, who I was talking to you about earlier, through him. And, you know, Purple Stride's been going on now for quite a while. This is a terrific event. It's going to be this Saturday. Why don't you tell us some information about what's going to happen on Saturday?
Sure. On this Saturday, June 9th, registration starts at 7. Opening ceremonies are at 8 a.m. And the 5K walk or run, as well as the 1 mile walk or run, start at 8:30, and we're going to have Purple Stride at Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. So you will be walking around the zoo or running around the zoo past where you normally see the animals, and in a sea of purple.
A lot of purple, right?
A lot of purple. All the funds raised go to support the work of the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, which henceforward, if you'd like, we can call it PanCan because the full name of the organization is quite the mouthful. So PanCan does a lot to advocate for patients of pancreatic cancer and their caregivers, their families, for furthering clinical trials and research, and for providing support to those people touched by pancreatic cancer. Raising awareness, I think, is the most important at this point. You talked about your friend who you lost mm-hmm. to pancreatic cancer, and that's usually what connects someone to the organization. You know someone, or you know someone who's lost someone from pancreatic cancer. And I guess compared to other cancers, there's not all that many people, comparatively speaking. There's about 55,000 people who will be newly diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in the next year. And so one of the main things that we try to do at PanCan is to bring out more awareness about pancreatic cancer so that we can educate people so that they know what a terrible disease it is, and so that we can hopefully raise more funds to support more clinical trials so that fewer people need to lose their lives to this awful disease.
And, you know, it's, as I said, Ed passed in 2011. The first time that I ran, and back then I ran, now I walk. I go, those hills scare me. I don't know.
Yeah, those are no joke. But warning.
But it's
advisory.
It really is amazing. It's sad. I mean, it's, so since 2012, I've been going, and it seems like every single year that I'm there, I see somebody that I know, and I walk up and I go, why are you here? You know, it's amazing to hear their story and how, you know, they have their father or their aunt or their uncle or a friend, and you just don't know.
Right.
How did you get involved?
Well, last year, my father passed away from pancreatic cancer after a 2-year battle. And so that's how I got involved. When he was newly diagnosed, obviously we were shocked and scared. And so I think I probably, you know, dove onto the internet trying to find out whatever I can find out about the disease and trying to access any sort of help and connect with any organizations. And I immediately found Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, PanCAN, and connected with them. And they were helpful in a number of ways to me and my family. First of all, just talking us through the diagnosis, settling into the reality of that. And then they helped us locate in our area some clinical trials, which we tried to get my dad hooked up with. They also sent us some guides about nutrition. They facilitated the process with his oncologist regarding the Know Your Tumor program, which is a test that you can do to see if there's something specific about your tumor where they can kind of personalize the treatment as opposed to the standard of care treatment. So in a lot of ways, they were helpful to me. And I decided then to get a little bit more involved. And I ran in honor of my dad in his fight with the disease. And together with my husband, we ran the half marathon in 2016 in Columbus.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm not actually running on
You're not going to run on Saturday
either. I used to be a runner also. I'm trying to get back to it.
I know, right? We'll get there. We'll
yes,
get there.
You can always get back to it. But I raised money in the campaign that they have called Wage Hope My Way in honor of my dad. So on Saturday, now I'm raising money in memory of my dad.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. And
Thank you.
This is, but you're, I mean, you're doing amazing work, and the Pancreatic Action Network as well. And again, we're talking about Saturday, the Purple Stride. I'm just going to read this real quick off of the website, and then we're going to play a song. And but it says, when you wage hope at Purple Stride Cleveland 2018, the WACT and pancreatic cancer, you join a vibrant community of survivors, impacted families, loved ones, researchers, and advocates committed to rewriting the future of this deadly disease. Your fundraising and participation directly funds efforts to help patients and families. We're going to say this a couple times because I think it's really important. We should just do this at the end of the interview. But where can people find all the information if they're listening in their car right now, if they're at home?
Yeah.
Where's the best spot for them to go right now?
It's very easy to remember if you're listening in your car. It's purplestride.org/Cleveland.
Purplestride.org/Cleveland. Okay, very good. We're going to be right back with you. Right now, we're going to hear the Whiskey Hollow. Here's Wristwatch Wishes. Oh my gosh, I'm having trouble with words. On Neo Rocks.
Happy holidays, I'll see you soon.
I really don't mean to lie to you. I tried to play Wristwatch Wishes by the Whiskey Hollow, and usually Elisa, Eric, my friend who runs the computer, I like to say that I'm the personality and he's the guy who hits all the right buttons. I don't hit the right buttons, and I don't even have personality sometimes, so I'm really failing in a lot of ways. But anyway, I will get you some Whiskey Hollow eventually. That was Meg in the Magnetosphere with Glow. We're back here with Elisa. Hello.
Hi.
Talking about Purple Stride, happening this Saturday. One more time, if you could run down the event and what's going on.
Yes. Purple Stride is PanCAN, or Pancreatic Cancer Action Network's signature fundraiser. And it's, as Jason said, it's this Saturday morning at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. It's a really nice venue for a 5K run or walk, your choice. 1 mile run or walk, your choice. And you can find out all the information at purplestride.org/Cleveland.
One of the things we were talking about off the air, and we mentioned in the first segment, was just awareness. You know, it's... It seems like a lot of people don't know. They don't, you know, they don't know. There, a lot of people I talk to, I'll be honest, like, I try to promote this every year, the Purple Stride. I do what I can, as we all do. And I have a lot of people that just come up to me and they say, well, what can I do? Like, you have the run, which is great. But what can I, you know, what can I do as just a, you know, average person? Like, what, you know, do you hear that a lot as well? Is there a lot of...
Yeah, I think it's only normal. As humans, we want to help. We want to do something. You know, how many times have you heard the phrase, I want to make a difference,
right,
or let's make a difference? And to some extent, it can be frustrating when you don't know how, or you might not feel that you're making a difference because you can't see it. So quite simply, participating in events like this, I think, is the best way, because when you participate in an event like this, hopefully you will tell your friends about it, and you will tell your colleagues about it, you know, and each one teach one. And she told her friend, and he told her friend. And the more, it's very important for more people to be aware of the seriousness of this disease, so as to bring more attention to it in the public and the political arena too, so that more funding can be allocated, more dollars for more research to save lives. So participating in an event or sponsoring someone in an event, if participating in one is not your thing, in the month of November, we have Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and purple is our color. So if purple is your color, wear purple and tell people why you're wearing purple. We're in a social media generation, so
yes,
you can always post and tweet. Just talk about it.
And you're wearing your purple right now?
I am wearing
well.
Purple. It does happen to be one of my most favorite colors, so it's very easy to find purple in my wardrobe.
I need more purple in mine. I don't have much. I was looking through my closet before I got here, and the shirt that I wore last year doesn't fit the same way it does now. So,
but it will.
But it
after
will.
You start being a runner again.
That's right. See, it all comes together. You have a couple sheets of paper in front of you, and we were talking about some of these stats. Is there anything on there that you want people to know that you think kind of stands out, or that at least stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sit here and be Debbie Downer, but
right,
it is a really serious disease. So I was kind of going over these earlier today, and I think the one that just really gives me pause are the numbers. Of the estimated 55,440 Americans who will be diagnosed with pancreatic this year, many will be advanced stage because there are no early detection methods. And the other statistic coupled with that is that there's a 9% five-year survival rate. So of those 55,000 people who are newly diagnosed, if you think of every one of them is either a father, a mother, a sister, a brother, a son, a daughter, a colleague, a family friend, a friend, and think 5 years down the road, only about 5,500 of them are still going to be around.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah, that's shocking. The one thing you were saying, the number is up, though.
Yes.
Okay.
There are always things, you know, there might be gloom and doom, but there are always things to be happy and positive about.
Yeah.
Like I said, the five-year survival rate now stands at 9%, and that's up from a few years ago where it was just 5%. So that's comparatively, you know, a huge difference. And our goal as an organization, PanCAN's goal, is to double the survival rate by the year 2020. And the only way we can do that is by raising awareness, raising funds, and, you know, funding more research to make advances so that people will survive longer.
Well, you all are doing a great job. And I could speak from firsthand experience. You know, I'm going to be there Saturday. It's a very optimistic feeling.
Yeah.
At Purple Stride.
Yes.
It's not, you know, it's very optimistic. Everybody there, I mean, you could speak to that if you'd like.
Yeah. Actually, I had to send someone a bunch of pictures today. So I found like 500 images online from last year's Purple Stride. And you're so right. People were smiling. Mm-hmm. First of all, purple. I mean, it's
right.
A happy color.
Right.
So people were smiling. It was sunny. You were at the zoo. They had their arms around each other.
Yep.
There was a very moving survivor ceremony where the survivors are called to the front and you hear how many years they've survived. So that's very motivating. That's what we want to hear. We want more survivors up there, and we want to hear bigger numbers in terms of how many years they've been surviving.
Now, does that happen in the beginning of the ceremony, or is that...
Actually, we switched things around this year.
Okay.
Last year, it was a little bit strange. Opposite.
Right.
From it was like the race first and then the opening ceremonies after. But
I remember that. I was so confused
yeah.
for a second. I didn't want to ask questions. I was just walking. Hey.
We got it all straightened out this year. So this year, we are starting at 8 o'clock, which is actually a pretty reasonable hour, too, because the race started last year at 7:45.
That's right.
Too early for Saturday.
Yes.
So the opening ceremonies are 8 a.m., and the race starts at 8:30.
And I see I've got in my notes here, so 7 o'clock, the registration opens for those
yeah,
who haven't
so
registered.
Yeah, so if you don't want to commit before Saturday, you are welcome to show up at between 7 and 8, and we have registration on site then.
That's great. 8:30 is the 5K, and 9 o'clock is the one-mile walk.
That's yeah, and actually, begins. As a bonus, I should definitely mention this, you are welcome to stay at the zoo as long as you want after the race.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, bonus.
I have not taken advantage of that. My mother loves the zoo. So for Mother's Day every year, I take her to the zoo when we
nice.
Go there. So we were just there. But yeah, I'll be there again Saturday along with a ton of other people. Again, Purple Stride. Kicking off, the opening ceremonies will be at 8 o'clock on Saturday at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. One more time, where can people find more information about PanCAN?
That would be purplestride.org/Cleveland.
Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. I hope to see a lot of your listeners out at the zoo on Saturday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
you should look for me.
Yep, there you go. I'll be sure to post a
I'll
picture
be in purple.
Of you. There you go. As well, a few thousand people, which is what we want. Don't laugh at me. I'm going to try to get this song working.
Oh, can I tell them how much money we've raised?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Talking about positivity. So our goal was actually to raise $235,000. And as of today, we were 99% of the way there. So we said, hey, we got to bump our goal up. So as far as I know, our goal is now $250,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and I think we can make it by Saturday.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And I will see you Saturday.
Great.
Please don't laugh if I don't get this right. Let's see if I can get this song working. I really miss Eric in these moments. Nope, that's not going to play. So I'm just going to keep talking. This isn't awkward at all. Let's see. We're going to try this one. This is live radio, folks. You got it. Here we go. Here's Kim Kennedy with Call Me Clever on Neo Rocks.